Smith & Wesson CEO celebrates end of Mexico lawsuit, assures American patriots his company stands by them. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 5, 2025. Smith & Wesson President and CEO Mark Smith celebrated the end of Mexico's lawsuit against his company, telling all American patriots that Smith & Wesson stands with them. Breitbart News reported that the Supreme Court of the United States unanimously ruled against Mexico's lawsuit on June 5, 2025. The suit at one time targeted 8 entities, including Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Century Arms, Colt, Glock, Ruger, and Barrett. In the lawsuit, filed in 2021, Mexico claimed Plaintiff Estados Unidos Mexicanos. The government, a sovereign nation, brings this action to put an end to the massive damage that the defendants cause by actively facilitating the unlawful trafficking of their guns to drug cartels and other criminals in Mexico. Almost all guns recovered at crime scenes in Mexico, 70% to 90% of them, were trafficked from the U.S. The defendants include the 6 U.S.-based manufacturers whose guns are most often recovered in Mexico: Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Century Arms, Colt, Glock, and Ruger. Another manufacturer defendant is Barrett, whose .50 caliber sniper rifle is a weapon of war prized by the drug cartels. The remaining defendant, Interstate Arms, is a Boston-area wholesaler through which all but one of the defendant manufacturers sell their guns for resale to gun dealers throughout the U.S. The number of defendants was whittled down to 2 over a series of court decisions, with Smith & Wesson and a U.S. distributor remaining as the sole pair. On June 5, 2025, SCOTUS pointed to the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, PLCA, in striking down the lawsuit. Smith & Wesson President and CEO Smith reacted to the decision by posting to X, in part, "Today's unanimous Supreme Court decision shutting down this ridiculous lawsuit against our company represents not only a big win for Smith & Wesson, but our industry, American sovereignty and, most importantly, every American who wishes to exercise his or her Second Amendment rights. This suit, brought by Mexico in collaboration with U.S.-based anti-Second Amendment activist groups, was an affront, sick, to our nation's sovereignty and a direct attack on the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans. It is also only the latest example of their strategy of attacking our company and our industry by bringing one frivolous lawsuit after another, in a blatant abuse of our legal system to advance their anti-constitutional agenda." Smith concluded, "To all American patriots, you can rest assured that Smith & Wesson will always stand and fight for your constitutional rights at every turn." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @r_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @r_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.